God is good. And all the time. Good morning, First Church. I welcome you this morning. Thank you so much for worshiping with us on what appears to be a beautiful, beautiful weekend here in Warsaw. All of you listening on the radio, we welcome you as well as we share the light of Christ with the Lakes area. And what a joy to be here with you today. My name is Eric Dirks, and I'm the pastor here, and I just put out all the welcome I can to have you here. I appreciate it. The youth got home. I think they need special recognition today because they got home about 1:30, 1:45 this morning from essentially worshiping all weekend at Rock the Light up at Starlight. So let's give the youth special recognition this morning. And maybe extra special recognition ought to go to Sarah and Jamie and Jody and Willie Sally for taking the youth up there. And Diane, for taking the youth up there. So maybe you should give them special recognition as well. 25, we're up there experiencing some wonderful, wonderful... Did I just say wonderful? I'm sorry for that. I meant wonderful. There is a D in that word. Yeah, I went with them too, so forgive any slip of the... Anyway, but it was a grand time, and I have to share, and this is a joy we can share for during Joys and Concerns. Maybe I shouldn't because he's here, but during Casting Crowns, David and Stephen went with us. Our 6 and 8 year old, and during Casting Crowns, you have to understand, they fall asleep every night listening to Casting Crowns, so they know these every word of these songs. And one time I looked over, of course David was always looking at the drummer because that's his passion, but I looked over once and Stephen was standing in the aisle and he was standing there like this singing the words, and it just did this dad's heart grand. So I just praise God for that ministry of Rock the Light and a way for youth to share, be Christians, and just have fun. Some of us would listen to the music and go, what in the world is that? But it is Christian music, and I celebrate that. But welcome to Labor Day weekend. What a weekend we have. And we celebrate all the laborers, and we thank you so much for, again, being here on this holiday weekend. If you would turn with me to your announcement sheet. If you are visiting with us today, the evangelism team is beginning a new mission/ministry, and in your pews are, they're welcome packets, essentially. And if you're visiting with us, or if you're a regular attender and there is someone that is visiting that you know of in your pew, would you please gather one of those and give it to our visitors? Feel free to take those. It's just simply a way for us to give you information about this church, and you can either leave it in the pew or take it home and read up on it. That is totally up to you. No pressure whatsoever. Also, men, don't forget to mark your calendars for October 11th. That is something that I'm really excited about, and I hope all of you will be there. Also, if you take the yellow insert out on the Everyone is Invited side, we have an open house next Sunday right after this service. So make sure you're here. Even if you've worshipped here a long time, it could be that there are things, I am sure, there are things going on in this church that you may not even realize happen. And so come down. Most of the ministry teams will have a booth or be in a room. So we welcome you to come and be a part of that. It will be a lot of fun. And a wise pastor said to me one time, Eric, if I knew everything that was going on in this church, not enough would be going on. And so I've kind of taken that philosophy in my ministry as well, and I know there are things that I don't know that happen in this church. On the opposite side of that, it just shares with you what's taking place next week. What's beginning next week is our new teaching series, What the Bible Says About Love, Marriage, and Sex. There are the sermons for the next 6 weeks. So make sure if you have friends or people that you know that have been asking you or talking with you in conversation about relationships and having issues in there or just curious, make sure you invite them. It will be an interesting journey, I'm sure. Also, If you notice in your bulletins, first of all, look at the songs we're singing. Now, several weeks ago, you all voted for your favorite songs, and we have the top five that were voted on in your bulletin today. Now, it is not a mistake. There were two number ones and two number threes, so we're actually doing seven hymns this morning because of your that are your favorites. So Because He Lives, we've already done, and that was number three. And then you can just know what's going on there by the pound sign and then the number following it. That's how you voted. So are you ready for an awesome worship service today?
Yes.
Again, thank you so much for being here. The ushers are going to pass out the registration pads. If you would put your name and your address, your telephone number in them. Again, if you're visiting with us, we ask especially that you do that so we can greet you properly and say thank you for worshiping here at the First United Methodist Church. All right, let us have our opening prayer and listen to our prelude, and then we will begin with our song of praise. Let us pray. Dear God, you are an awesome God, and we thank you so very much for your presence in our lives. We thank you, Lord, for this three-day weekend. We just ask for your powerful anointing to be upon us as we gather here today in this space and those on the radio, Lord. Anoint us fully with your Holy Spirit. Dear God, we just ask that you anoint us in such a powerful, powerful way that all evil and negative thoughts run scared from this place. Be with us, God, as we glorify you. Help us, Lord, worship you in ways that we have never worshiped you before. Help us, God, experience you in ways that we have never experienced you before. We love you, God, and that's why we're here. And we ask for your powerful anointing in Jesus' name to be upon us. Make us truly be one with you. And one with each other, Lord. Amen.